ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
Reports and the Caroline Fab 50 reports the Pretty Things entering this week at number 45 with their new single Midnight to Six Man. Pretty Things and a Midnight to Six Man, aren't we all? You must be a midnight man if you're digging the show already. I'm in the mood if you're in the mood. It is now 5 minutes past 12 o'clock and we're swinging in with Len Barry and his new song, which is entitled... Mr. Len Barry and his brand new record, Hearts Are Trumps, and he's gambling this time on the Cameo Parkway label, not like his usual Brunswick label. What are you laughing at? Fellas! That's so funny! Hey! Whoa! Fellas! No, quiet, quiet, quiet. Now, what are you laughing at?
Oh, I see, yes, I see what they're laughing at.
They're laughing at Ken Dodd. And where's my shirt?
Well, it all began in the year of one when Adam was the first man, and a girl called Eve, so we believe, was made to be his woman. She led him up the garden of Eden by a tree. Then she offered him her apple and he cried out suddenly.
Where's me shirt? Where's me shirt?
I feel a proper squatter without me shirt. But I must confess, I feel undressed like this in front of you.
Where's my shirt? I can't find my shirt anywhere. It's 5:25 in the Garden of Eden, and I can't find my shirt. Fancy leaving me in a garden with no shirt on like this. Look at all these creepy, crawly things here. Ooh, look, there's a serpent. Go away. Go away, you nasty old serpent. Go on, chew. Chew. Ooh, these prickles. Ooh, and these nickels.
Since the days of old, we've all been told of men like Bonaparte. His great retreat and his first defeat was the thing that broke his heart. He stuck just outside Moscow and then made history. He stuck his hand inside his coat and cried out bitterly.
Where's me shirt? Where's me shirt?
I can't go on like this without my shirt. My tickling tonic and my nicky knocky noo, but I just can't go through all this snow without a shirt on me.
Bye. Bye.
Where's me shirt? Oh, sacre bleu, sacre flippin' blue. Where's me shirt? By Joe, didn't I frost it? It's proper parky, Francis. Ooh, this tent is now frosty. I don't know where the draft's coming from, but I know it's going to. Didn't have gold.
Back in 81, in the midday sun, in Tombstone one September, Wyatt Earp was due to go into a gunfight he'd remember. The Clantons and McClowry started firing suddenly. As the gun smoke cleared and the town folk cheered, Wyatt Earp said quietly,
me shirt? Where's me shirt?
I feel a proper twitch without me shirt. Ah, bless me tickling tackle and me nicky knocky knee. But I feel a twerp, me Wyatt Earp, with my shirt shot off of me.
Here, where's me shirt? Where's me gunfighting shirt? I can't find me shirt anywhere. Shotgun on the stagecoach without any shirt on, can I? What will Wild Bill Hickok say? Would he? Here come the Indians. Here, be careful where you're shooting those arrows. Where's me shirt? Where's me shirt? I can't find me shirt anywhere. Find me shirt. Have you done to this big pile of music? Here, now where's me sheriff's badge? Where's me sixpence? I'll give him Billy the Kid. Found me shirt, so I'm all right now. He's got to do as many jewels as I like.
Oh, no, what a gas record. Ken Dodd there with Where's Me Shirt? And if you want to buy that record, which I'm sure a lot of you will want to do, then you look for it on the Columbia label. And just let me tell you right now, folks, that this is the station that...
Things they find really fine. 199 Caroline.
voice for you, telling you that you're tuned to 199 Caroline, the Midnight Surf Party swinging away for you. Coming in at 37 this week in the American Hot 100, we've got Gene Pitney to tell you about his latest girlfriend, his princess in rank.
There's a girl who lives down the track in a little shack made of timber wood.
Just Gene Pitney and his princess in rags, and we'll wish them both the best of luck in 1966. We're now in the third day of 1966, and we're starting a rave up now with Jackie Wilson and I Believe I'll Love On. The ever-raving Jackie Wilson and I Believe I'll Love On. And I believe he'll live on with that raving type of sound on the Corral label. Everybody's digging the new Beatles LP, Rubber Soul, and we play tracks every night on the Midnight Surf Party. But right now, stay tuned for a cover version of one of the Beatles songs, one of the best on the LP, I think, a song called Michelle, and this time by the Overlanders. Song and what a cover version of Lennon and McCartney's Michelle, oh la la, I say, for the Overlanders, and that's on the Pye label, so go out and buy it right now. If you don't buy that one, then buy this new one, which has come over from the American Hot 100. It's at number 16 in America by the Vogues on the London label, song called The 5 o'clock World. In the American Hot 100, the Vogues and a 5 o'clock World, but we're nowhere near 5 o'clock yet, are we? We're at number 22 and a half minutes past 12. How about that? And right now we're going to have
a little song here.
Yep, it is your swinging. What does it mean in town? What they're talking about? It's the swinginest station in the nation, and to prove it, let's have some music from Spencer Davis. Spencer Davis, and what do you know? Spencer Davis and his group are doing a number two this week with Keep On Running, and that means that they're threatening the Beatles. How about that? So good luck to Spencer Davis. I hope they do get a number one. Let's see what we've got next. We've got for you, and for all the conceited British amongst our audience tonight, Roger Miller and England Swing. And there you have him, Roger Miller and England Swings, baby. And it swings because of Radio Caroline, as long as you realise that. That is all right. Not only does England swing, but your old ship Caroline is swinging just at the moment. Nice and gently, not quite like last night when it threw me all over the studio. So let's hope we don't have another storm tonight. We haven't got a storm in the sea right now, but we've certainly got a storm on record for you in the form of them. Mystic Eyes performed for you there by one of Britain's, Ireland's in fact, but they're in Britain and we're so glad we've got them in Britain. Them, one of the best groups on the scene as far as R&B goes. I don't know, I really dig them. Hope you dig them too, baby. Oh, no, no, no. What are you laughing at this time? What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at this time? Tell us. Hush, now, let's see, what are you laughing at? Tell us! Oh, I see what they're laughing at. They're laughing at Lance Percival with his record Shame and Scandal in the Family. To thinking somebody in that record is a dirty old man or a dirty old woman. I can't make my mind up, but it's certainly a big laugh from Lance Percival, Shame and Scandal in the Family. This time, here's my pick to click for this week. It's one by Ronnie and the Daytonas, and this really must go. It's a great ballad. Listen to this one. Sandy. Beautiful, baby. Daytonas and Sandy, and if there's any Sandys like that anywhere listening to the show, well, all I can say is, oh, baby, where are you?
It's the Radio Caroline personality pick to click.
Yes, sirree, that was my pick to click. Tony Prince is the name, and that was Sandy by Ronnie and the Daytonas. Just so happens that the next record is also a personality pick to click, and the personality this time is none less than your baby, Bobby Stewart, and he's picked a new dance song called The Duck, and I dig it too. It's by Bobby Freeman, this particular version. Have it. Do the Duck by Bobby Freeman. And actually, that was a personality pick to click by baby Bobby Stewart. Unfortunately, though, The Duck is in the charts in America by a young lady called Jackie Lee. I say unfortunately because that one was the original version, what you heard there. But as I say, unfortunately, Bobby Freeman missed out because he didn't get quite as much publicity as Jackie Lee. Not to worry, though. This time here's another Len Barry record. It's his latest on Brunswick, and it's called Like a Baby. Mr. 123 Len Barry and Like a Baby. It's very nice to know that British groups have done exceptionally well in 1965, and looking at the American Hot 100, they're going to do just as well in 1966. Anyway, we've got off to a very good start with the Kinks entry at number 57 with A Well-Respected Man. And right now we've got to ask Ray Davis, why is this guy a well-respected man?
Because he gets up in the morning and he goes to work at night. And he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails.
And the goal, the Kinks. And a well-respected man. And we're Americans are respecting that at number 57 in the Hot 100 over there. We've got a little bit of news about Ray Davis, actually. He's been asked to write the title song for the next Elvis Presley film. So that can't be bad, can it? Although it hasn't been accepted yet. The producer of the film says he's very impressed with it. So all we can say is, good luck, Ray, from Radio Caroline. Hope Elvis records, and naturally it'll be a hit, your theme song for his film. Now then, let me see. Got something to tell you, I think. No, goodness gracious. I thought we had something to tell you. No, we haven't got any news for you. So we'll swing into the next record. And don't forget about the next record.
And remember, you heard it first on Radio Caroline.
Yes, sirree, you heard it first on Radio Caroline. Mitch Ryder on the Detour Wheels and Jenny Take a Ride. Better company could you have than a portable radio, especially when the dial can read 199 Radio Caroline. You're listening to the Midnight Surf Party, your DJ, your Royal Highness here in the hot seat. Tony Prince is my name, that's it, Tony Prince. I nearly forgot my name for the moment, but I haven't forgot the title of the next record. This is Roy Orbison and a little thing called Crawling Back. Oh, baby, that's nice. Let's relax for a while, huh?
Only you and no one else.
Roy Orbison on the London label and crawling back. And Roy, if you're listening to us over there in the States, you can crawl into the Radio Caroline Club 50 anytime you like. Great music from Roy Orbison. And this time, some great music from the Foremost, talking about my favourite subject and maybe yours too. Go the Foremost, or is it the Chipmunks? I don't know. But great record from the Foremost, and number 30 for that great Liverpool group in the Caroline Fab 50. And this time, how about a track from the Beatles' Rubber Soul LP? Okay, all right then, let's go with track 6, side 1, and John Paul George, Paul on piano, George Martin on the harmonium, and the song called The Word. And there you go, the Beatles and Say the Word. And if you want to have that word in your record collection, then look for it on the Beatles Rubber Soul LP. Time for an instrumental, I think. And here's one of the highest jumping records in the Caroline charts this week by a guy on the Polydor label from over there in Germany called Bert Kempfert. The title of the song, and a great one, Bye Bye Blues. And Bye Bye Blues. I hope that didn't put you to sleep out there. Very nice music on the Polydor label. Very hard record to get, actually, Polydor. So if you do want it, then you push your record shop to order it for you on the Polydor label. Bert Kempfert and Bye Bye Blues. Big news this week is that Mr. Cliff Richard is back with us in Caroline Fab 50 after disappearing last week. He's back at number... Ooh, let me see, he's way up. He's at number 19 with Wind Me Up, Let Me Go. Where we let Cliff go for the time being. Wind Me Up and Let Me Go. And there he goes, Cliff Richard on the Columbia label, number 19 in your Caroline Fab 50. Hey, what's going on here? Ooh. Now stop that. You're on Radio Caroline, stop it.
Stop that.
Hey.
Ooh.
Now, you two, stop it.
Oops.
You'll get us thrown off the air. Stop it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. Oh, dear, dear.
I'm sorry.
Please, stop, stop. You too.
Oh, come on, doll. Why don't you quit fooling with the antenna? I'm trying to listen to my favorite program of 199 Radio Caroline.
Wow, that's better. Had me worried for a minute. She just was playing around with the antenna there, and he wanted her to stop playing around with the antenna, the fool. Jimmy Chicken.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, by the beggar man wrecked upon his feet.
All right, fellas, all right. All right, fellas. fellas. I know you like it. I know you like it. But please, whatever you do, don't get me annoyed. Just don't push me. And that's the title of the next one called Hedgehoppers Anonymous.
Look around the world you live in.
Yes, sirree. They got about everything on that record, haven't they? They got the guitars, the tambourine, the violins, the voices. Really a great record and well produced by Jonathan King, written by Jonathan King and sung, recorded by Hedgehoppers Anonymous. Don't push me. But right now, we're going to push the Mindbenders around the turntable with their new record, which is a groovy kind of love. And have they got a groovy kind of sound? The Mindbenders bending a song called A Groovy Kind of Love. And this time, here's a groovy kind of gal who calls herself Fontella Bass. And she's in America's Hot 100 this week with a brand new record. And don't forget, you heard it first on Radio Caroline. Number 83 then, Fontella Bass and Recovery. Little bit from the chorus in the back. I thought that was great. Fontella Bass, number 83 in America with Recovery. And don't forget,
on the Jack Spector Show for Radio Caroline, we are at 199 meters on your dial. Tell your friends, there's a nutty American here swinging with Radio Caroline every night, 7 to 8 o'clock. Right? Right, okay. Let's go on with the show. Nutty idea, let's go on with the show. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready, Jack. We're always ready for you at, let me see, I believe the Jack Spector Show. Oh, that's tea time tomorrow night. Don't forget, tune in for the Jack Spector Show right away from New York City. And don't forget that I'm on the air again tomorrow afternoon, let me see, at 3 o'clock with a big lineup show which swings all the way through until 6 o'clock. I hope you can join me then. But don't go away now, because here's another Beatle record, not a Beatle record, a Beatles song from their new LP, Rubber Soul. You've already had one cover version by the Overlanders called Michelle. Now let's have the Hollies with their cover version of George Harrison's If I Needed Someone. Must be one of the cleanest sounding groups we've got on the British Isle. The Hollies, and why I'm stuttering is because I've got to press this button so that you can know that the next one. Oh, goodness gracious, what's happened here? I see, we're going to press. Here we go.
A Radio Caroline blast from the past.
Yippee, it is a blast from the past. On tonight's Midnight Surf Party, we present the Isley Brothers with a great raver called Nobody But Me.
No, nobody can do the thrill like I do.
That must be the best Isley Brother record ever to be released. Nobody But Me. Makes Twist and Shout look like a Sunday sermon to me, really does. Yes, we've got,
it's number one on Caroline's Bad 50!
As I was saying, we got this for you.
Trying to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
It's the Radio Caroline blast from the past.
Yeah, another blast from the past coming your way right now on the Midnight Surf Party. Here's the Rolling Stones and I Wanna Be Your Man, I hope. Here we go.
Be young.
You've probably all heard by now that rather laughable record from Mr. Peter Sellers called A Hard Day's Night. Have you ever thought of flipping the record over? You haven't? All right, then I'll do it for you right now. And here he is with another Beatles song. This time, you've got to imagine the scene is set in a church. All right, you're in a church, and here's Peter Sellers with Help.
Help, I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone.
When I was younger, too much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I am not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind. I've opened up the door. Has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in a place. Every now and then, I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Help us if you can. We are feeling down. And we do appreciate your being round. So help us get our feet back on the ground, won't you? Please? Please help us? Please? The church beetle will pass among you. No foreign coin, please.
I thought you'd like that one, Sellers. Mr. Peter Sellers, and help us as you can. We're feeling down, but we're not going to feel down anymore right now, because it's over to George Dufresne and his blue plane, and the gravy called Move It On Over.
Move it on over.
some of you in Ireland or Scotland saw the last book of Gogol on the TV. That's a television show for the sake of the ones who don't get it on the TV. If you did then, you may have seen me popping my head over Georgie Fame's back and singing along with the Blue Flames on the last recording with Moving On Over. And I must say how much I enjoyed singing that little old song. I haven't sung with the Righteous Brothers yet. I'll have to see what I can do. Hep tight, hep tight, hep of course, know what station you're on, don't you? Just look at that little dial in front of you. It says 199, and that means you're with us. You're swinging, baby, and nice to know you're with us on the Midnight Surf Party 25 minutes ago, because the time is now 25 to 2, and that means let's play something slow for you once again, eh? How about this great ballad from Johnny Tillerson, title Our World? Johnny Tillerson for president anytime, baby. This world, one ring of dinger. We're going to have about a million pirate ships all over the world. We're going to have a real swinging world, and Johnny Tillotson is going to be chief DJ. Here's a record request now. Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs on the London Dock label with an old blast from the past, as it were. Sugar Shack. Yahoo! Well, goodness gracious, whatever happened to him then? Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, that great-sounding group with that great big hit, Sugar Shack, and we haven't heard hardly anything at all of them. Oh, for a year? Maybe more. Oh, dear, dear. Where have they gone? Please come back, Jimmy Gilmer. Please, we dig your sound. We really do. We also dig the sound of Herb Halpert and his Tijuana Brass Band. One called Spanish Flea. Oh, and there he goes. Herb Halpert and his, something brass. Tijuana Brass. I can't pronounce that lot there. Anyway, do you know something? That guy's got three records in the American Hot 100. He's got one called, goodness gracious, what's it called? He's got Zorba the Greek, Tijuana Taxi, and he's got one higher still even. Oh, what's that one called? That one's called Taste of Honey, of course. Why didn't I think of it? That's three in the American Hot 100, and he's got that one in the British chart, so he can't be doing too bad, can he? Neither can Mr. Dean Martin. This one, I Will. Just played Herb Halpert and Spanish Flea. We're going over to America now for his chart entry over there. His interpretation of A Taste of Honey. In case you're wondering what that one was, that was the flip side to Herb Halpert's Herb Halpert's Taste of Honey, and it was, of course, the Third Man theme. And this time,
it's the Radio Caroline personality, Pick, Pick, Duplex.
Yes, sirree, there's a guy around this place who keeps the station running called Bob Hart, and he's made a picture click with Jay and the Americans and Sunday and Me. Jay and the Americans, a group who haven't caught on really over here, have they? But they're going to do, they must do with Sunday and Me. Not me, but him. Anyway, that was Bob Hart's pick to click, and I hope it does click for Bob Hart's sake. He has to get a terrible reputation out here, you know. Here's a thing from Otis Redding doing exceptionally well in the Caroline Fab 50, number 18, and we find Otis Redding with My Girl. What's he doing with My Girl? Anyway, here he is on the Atlantic label. Swing it, Otis Redding. Yeah.
I don't want to die on a cloudy day.
Otis Redding talking about his girl, much as we like to hear about her, because time is running out on the Midnight Surf Party. I make it just 4 minutes to go, which leaves us time for one more record. So over to Ireland for the Banshees and a little phone call. Banshees go as soft as they can possibly go, and that means no more music from the Banshees for the night. In fact, it's almost time to say goodbye to all the music until in the morning. But right now, all that remains for me to put on is my little old signature tune. It's my new theme, and I hope you dig it. It's by Ted Heath, and it's called Wigwam. It goes like this. Laughing, because now's the time to cry. It's almost time for Radio Caroline to shut down the doors of beat and everything that's reach on 199. All right, this is Tony Prince saying, join me.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.